What the fuck did you just do, Phil?
I hit something by mistake. Hold on for a minute. Okay, good. Welcome to our pre-show here for New Year's Day. I am on the road today. I'll tell you about it when I get to where I'm going. And while we are on the road, Malcolm Esposito interviewed me. Malcolm, you remember him? He was the announcer for a brief time on Kenny Slag. He and his brother ran that studio, and Kenny basically got browbeat into using all the announcers that that guy Hal Hal Esposito, Malcolm's brother, forced him to use. So we're doing that today. And, you know, not a whole lot to report, you guys. There's been a lot going on, but it's nothing I can talk about. There's been a lot of personal shit going on that is working out fine, but it's nothing I can fucking talk about. I don't bring my fucking private life into the thing, you know, but it's been a rough, goddamned fucking Christmas, New Year's. You know, people don't like Christmas because it's an expectation that is rarely met. Now, what do I mean by that? It's a time of joy. It's a time of peace. It's a time of happiness. It's a time of real. Well, whoever the fuck is saying that is speaking from a religious perspective, yeah. And I suppose they're speaking from some experience. I'll take that. But maybe also they're just saying that's how you're supposed to feel. You know? You're supposed to feel happy. You're supposed to feel joyous. You're supposed to feel bullshit, you know? I grew up in a house, a very, very difficult home. I had there was a lot of rancor. There was a lot of disagreement. There was a lot of arguing. It was not a peaceful home that I grew up in. And Christmas early on when I was a kid was okay. My folks made an effort at making it good for the little kids. But as you got older, you know, they're less invested in your ass, you know, and suddenly just all the bullshit starts coming out. And so finally, Christmas was a piece of shit. You know, my father left, and then Christmas just became a piece of shit. Christmas became something to joke about. Christmas became something to stop off at a friend's house and celebrate with them. Christmas became a time to get drunk. And the biggest Christmas Eve I ever, I actually laugh. I think back on this and I laugh. Because at the time I thought it was kind of sort of sad, but at the time I also thought it was kind of funny. I was working at WBJW in Orlando, Florida in the early 70s. And I was with my friend Roy. What's Roy's last name? I'm gonna say Roy Karras. Roy was a Vietnam veteran and worked in construction work. And I'd met him while we were doing construction work, and then I got into the radio business. But, you know, I was hanging out with him that night, and we were drinking 49-cent cocktails at the ABC Liquor Lounge on Christmas Eve. And I sat there thinking, look at this, man. I remember Christmas Eve was a big fucking thing when I was a kid. He goes, sure, when you're a kid. But you ain't a kid anymore. He said, you're right. I said, well, now here I am, an adult. And what do you think you ought to be? I don't know. Don't adults, they celebrate around a tree? You have a loved one, you have a wife, you have kids. Who the fuck knows? At the time, I was 21, 22 years old. Is that right? Yeah. And so, you know, I went to work for WBJW in January of 74. I was 21. Is that right? I forget, man. I went to work for WBJW AM in May of 73. Yeah, and then in May of 73, and I worked all through that summer and that fall, and then in the spring, they had purchased an FM, BJ 105, and they put me over on the morning show. I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I had no fucking idea what I was doing. Just, you know, BJ 105, and there is... You know, Hooked on a Feeling by Sweet. What are that fucking band? The Swede, you know, they did that. Ooga Chunga. Ooh, that was a big hit. Fuck. And, oh, Raspberries, you know, Go All the Way with the Raspberries, BJ 105. So that's where I was. And in the meantime, Christmas, I guess it was Christmas 74. Or maybe Christmas 73, I was still working on the AM station, but Roy and I go over to ABC Liquor Lounge and we start throwing down the 49-cent drinks. He would have stories about Vietnam.
And I would have stories about California. Until Roy was from Western Pennsylvania. He had a classic Pittsburgh sort of Pittsburgh accent, which I always thought was, the Baltimore accent, I always thought was a Pittsburgh accent. I mixed all that shit together. All those cats in Pennsylvania and in Baltimore all kind of talked the same way as far as I was concerned. But I don't know. I was in a store the other day. This girl was talking like this, and she, I never would have guessed it was a Chicago accent. Chicago's more like this, But boy, did she have a thick fucking Midwest accent. Anyway, I say all of that to say, Happy New Year! Malcolm Esposito and me coming up, baby.